Equalization, October 4th, 2018, test. Board of Equalization, October 4th, 2018, Linda Mays, chairman, and Alicia Greenaway is also present. Joe Crist is absent today. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, we need to be sure that the petition number and the petition name and parcel number, do you want me to give that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, petition number is BE 2018-05, and the parcel number is 119082109, and the petition name is Hector Alamilo. Milo. I don't know how to pronounce that. Welcome to the Franklin County Board of Equalization. As stated, our members present today are Lisa Greenaway and me, Linda Mays. Our clerk is Shirley Jones, and the assessor's representative is Finney Holmes.
Yes.
The board is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers that are to some extent judicial, as those of certain federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. Our role is to review the facts presented by both parties and determine the market value of the property as of January 1st of the assessment year. The law grants presumption of correctness to the assessor, and the burden is on the petitioner to prove the assessment is incorrect. The hearing will be recorded, and all testimony is under oath. Our clerk will ask you now to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. The petitioner is not present at the hearing today, so we will have the assessor, Finney Ho, take the oath.
Finney, you will be testifying today. If you affirm that the testimony you will give will be the truth.
I do.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh the evidence and make a final determination. We will issue a written decision to the petitioner, which he should receive within 4 weeks. This decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals, and a notice of the appeal opportunity will be at the bottom of the written decision. The board is in receipt of all documentary data provided by the petitioner and the assessor, and we have reviewed it. We ask that the oral testimony be brief and to the point. Since the appellant is not present, the assessor will present her case, and then there will be an opportunity for questions or any rebuttal, and the board may ask questions when applicable. So please begin with the presentation.
Okay, so again, my name is Fenny Ho. I'm a appraiser with the Franklin County Assessor's Office, and we're going to start with page one. We have the parcel number 119082109, land value at $62,400, improvements $128,600, for a total assessed value of $191,000. Location of the parcel is 4519 West Wernette Road. Land size 0.8 acres, zoning RS20, suburban. Brief description, it's a one-story single-family residence built in 1955, 1,454 square feet, has three bedrooms, one bath, a 552 square feet detached garage, and 182 square feet shed. Moving on to page two, this is just a quick summary of the value and the adjustments that we applied to the land and the improvement to get to our value of $191,000. Page three is our review sheet. It tells you the quality and condition of the house. We have it at average and average. The siding is vinyl with some masonry work, comp shingle, warmed and cooled air for heating and cooling, one bathroom, and a fireplace. And then page four just shows that there's a shed. It's 192 square feet, and we have it as a quality, average quality and a fair average condition. Page five is a photo of the house. Six, photo of the detached garage. And 7 is the photo of the utility, the shed. And then I also have a sketch on page 8 of how the house looks like. And then 9 and 10 is our Franklin County appraisal methodology. State law requires that assessors appraise property at 100% of its true and fair market value in money according to the highest and best use of the property. Fair market value or true value is the amount of money that a willing and unobligated buyer is willing to pay a willing and unobligated seller. All right, then we're going to move on to page 11. Description of the neighborhood. This is a neighborhood 104. So boundaries are South Route 395 to the east, Road 48 to the west, I-182 to the north, and the Columbia River to the south, excluding the riverfront view properties. The area between 395 and Road 48 has 1,358 residential units that range from low to good quality. Homes were built starting in 1910 and continuing until present, with most occurring during 1950 up to 1980. Homes are located on residential sites with a few on small acreage tracts. Court and Sylvester Streets provide access to schools of all levels, local shopping and restaurants, as well as service businesses. I-182 and South Route 395 lead to Columbia Basin College, the airport, employment, entertainment, shopping opportunities located throughout the Tri-Cities. The market review, I'm just going to go to page 12. Our statistical summary report. So starting January 20th of 2017 through December 29th of 2017, there were 56 sales in the neighborhood 104. And as you can see on the average ratio, our average for the whole area is at 94.58%. The appellant parcel is a one story and we're at 95.26. And then the next few pages, 13 and 14, list all the sales in the neighborhood. And it's listed by style, the square footage, and then quality and condition. Page 15 is our sales ratio map. The arrow in red shows where our appellant is. And the surrounding areas, the sales in the surrounding area with the ratio on them. And then page 16, the last page, it's just a sample of sales in subject neighborhood, just so you guys can see some of the houses that sold that were similar to the appellant. I have a 1958, 1966, and a 1957, 1,400 square feet, 1,500, and 1,500 square feet. And you can see the price per square foot sold and also the sales ratio. And the photo of those houses sold. So again, we didn't use just this to value the property. So this is just so for you to see. So
okay, Finney.
Mm-hmm.
Where is on the? You've got sale 1, sale 2, and sale 3.
Mm-hmm.
On page 15, where are these houses? These three. Where are they located?
Okay, so the first one is on Sylvester. And if you look, Sylvester and yeah. Road 40,
uh-huh.
It's the one in green, 0.92.
Oh, that's the net. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then sale 2, let's do sale 3, because I was trying to look for Ella Street and I didn't find it yet. But sale 3
I didn't either.
Is on Road 44. So, and that one's 101%. So, Road 44 and...
Pearl? Or opal?
Opal. Yep. And then Ella.
Is that one in yellow?
Yeah.
That's yes,
going,
it's the one in yellow. There. And then Ella is 83% found. So Ella would be Road 34 in Ella. So it's north of Court Street, I think. Yeah. North of Court. And then if you go to Road 34, mm-hmm. there's Ella right there. It's in blue and it's 0.83.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And these are all one story with similar square footage.
So the subject house is that for that red arrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he, and if you look, those homes that sold, they're not, the lot is not as quite as big as his. His is almost an acre too, if you look at the size of their lot.
And the one on Sylvester, I would think it would be more, less than his, because Sylvester's not the greatest street to live right on. I live south of Sylvester.
Oh, yeah.
Down there, and it's like,
oh, yeah, so the same, you know, we applied the same market adjustment for this whole neighborhood, so.
So, what is, on sale number one, what is the land? I don't see anything on here, how much the little.
We don't put the land, we put the assessed value of the whole property.
Okay.
Nice package, by the way.
Thank you.
Very nice package.
Okay, I don't have any questions.
I don't either, no.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
This concludes, petition BE201805. Again, the petitioner was not present. The assessor has completed her, evidence, and the board has asked their questions. What we will do at this point, you started at 9:05, it is now 9:15. We will recess, for the board to deliberate. It is now 9:18, and the board will resume with their decisions.
Regarding BE 2018-05, parcel number 11908-2109, Hector Alamillo, the board is sustaining the assessor's value of $191,000 based on the following reasons. Sales of comparable property, and the decision of the board is based on information on sales of comparable properties. The criterion of the board decision is 100% of market value. The decision of the board recognizes that the assessed value does not exceed the market value, and the board finds there is insufficient evidence to support a reduction of the assessed valuation. That concludes our reason here for sustaining the assessor's value. The meeting is now adjourned.